Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Censored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that this great nation, according to our Secretary of State, the Honorable Mike Pompeo, he just made a statement that the Chinese threat to India and Southeast Asian nations is one of the reasons that America is reducing its troop presence in Europe, deploying troops from Germany, for instance, to other places. Pompeo made the remarks in response to a question at the Brussels Forum that he had addressed virtually. He said the actions of the ruling Chinese Communist Party meant there were threats to India, threats to Vietnam, threats to Malaysia, threats to Indonesia, and the South China Sea Challenge. We are going to make sure the U.S. military is postured appropriately to meet the challenges. To talk about those challenges and the passage by both houses of Congress of new sanctions against China based upon their behavior in Hong Kong, nobody in the whole world better to talk to than Gordon G. Chang. And I emphasize the G because you have to put it in there to get his Twitter handle. It's Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. He's the author of a book on the coming collapse of China, which is must reading if you want to be encouraged about the world for a few minutes, or longer than that. Gordon, thanks for joining us today. First of all, what about this idea that we need to reposition troops to respond to a potential military assault? Do you think that's fair, that's realistic?
I think it's fair, realistic, and something that is long overdue. We have a big troop presence in Europe, and of course, it is necessary to deter Russia, but we got to remember that a number of our NATO partners have not been stepping up to spend for their own defense. There is a 2% of GDP requirement, and Germany routinely fails at it, indeed is going in the wrong direction. So I think that it's important for the United States to put our troops where countries want to defend themselves and where the threat is the largest. And so I'm very happy that we're moving troops out of Germany.
Okay. I know that President Duda of Poland was with the president yesterday, and he wants some of those German troops on Polish soil. So who knows? And Poland, of course, right there between Germany and Russia. In terms of the Hong Kong sanctions, is this a meaningful move by the Congress of the United States or just another futile gesture that will do nothing to deter the Chinese?
Well, the Hong Kong Autonomy Act, which has just passed the Senate unanimously, is actually got some teeth. It's got mandatory sanctions. But I don't think that any sanctions in the world, at least at this stage, are going to prevent China from passing the national security law, which has already gone through one reading, maybe even two readings, at the National People's Congress in Beijing, and will become law before the end of this month, according to all reports. But it's something that we need to do, Michael, because China is moving very fast in the wrong direction. And even though something won't stop China from this national security rule, nonetheless, we need to do this because in conjunction with other things, it will be meaningful.
I know that there are people who are extremely gloomy about the prospect of working anything out with the Chinese regime, and people suggesting that, well, what we really have to do is prepare for some kind of conflict. Where do you come down on this? Do you think it is still possible that that our country and more to the point that the Chinese Communist regime can step back from the brink?
Well, we can step back from the brink, but we will have to deter China. And to deter China, we're going to have to be very clear in our words about what we intend to do, and we've got to convince China that we will actually do it. India failed to deter China. On June 15th, it killed 20 Indian soldiers. We've now got China reinforcing its troops on the border. We know that those Chinese troops have been in Indian-controlled territory. So clearly there was a failure to prevent China from that. There are other hotspots around China's periphery, and these are where we're going to have to prevent China from actually doing what it did on June 15th, which is spilling blood. Chinese military wants to kill, Michael, and it succeeded this month in India. We've got to prevent it from succeeding in other places, and this means we've got to be really resolute, far more resolute than we have been in the past.
They killed those 20 Indian soldiers without guns, right?
That's right. Within 2 kilometers of the line of actual control, which separates India from China, there is an agreement where troops will not use their firearms. So what China did was use batons wrapped in barbed wire, and that's how they killed some of the troops. The other Indians, they just threw off a cliff. There were a number of different ways that they killed Indians. But clearly they didn't use their firearms.
I'm still absorbing what you're saying. The conflict between India and China, both nuclear powers, the two largest population nations in the world, two of the world's most important economies, particularly China, of course. This takes us back to, I think it was 1962. They had a pretty serious war between India and China. Is that a prospect again now?
Well, that's a real prospect, because got to remember that this clash on the 15th was when both sides had actually agreed to pull back. So this was during a time of lessening tensions. And China right now, as I mentioned, is reinforcing along the border. So they're clearly intending to stay for quite some time. And by the way, Michael, it's not just two nuke powers we're talking about. We're actually talking about three of them, because Pakistan is very close to the Ladakh, which is where this confrontation took place. And so it really brings into play Islamabad as well.
And Islamabad is completely on Beijing's side, right?
Absolutely. So really it's a two against one scenario. But Pakistan claims part of India. Kashmir is disputed, and that's not very far away from the Galwan Valley, which is where this clash took place.
So if you were advising President Trump or Secretary Pompeo or Secretary Esper, for that matter, what would the advice be right now in terms of China policy? What could be done without world war or wrecking the economy? And obviously, world war would, I think, fairly effectively wreck the economy. What's the best move right now?
Well, the best move right now is to convince China that any move on any of its other neighbors or India in future conflict will be met with a stern response from the United States. I think that essentially what we should be doing is going after China where it's weakest, which is its economy. Even in this second quarter, I think the Chinese economy is still contracting, could very well be moving in the wrong directions. That would make 2 calendar quarters in a row where China has shrunk. And China right now is in trouble because the global economy is going in the wrong direction. China is export dependent. And that means that we hold a lot of leverage over China because they absolutely need our market. So we need to be very clear about this. But long term, Michael, I think that at some point an American president is going to have to stand up and say in public that it is the policy of the United States to end Communist Party rule. Because the problem right now is that the Communist Party is inherently hostile, it's belligerent, it's identified the United States as an enemy, and there will not be peace for Americans until the party fails.
Again, all very serious, very relevant, and enormously important. You can find information about it from Gordon Chang directly. Sign on, follow his Twitter account. The Twitter handle is Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. That's Gordon G. Don't forget the G. Chang on Twitter. Coming up, an accusation of murder against the Republican Party. Really? We will get to that from Nancy Pelosi coming up on the MedVed Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Speaking to the press, the Speaker of the House invoked the name of George Floyd and basically accused the GOP, the whole Republican Party, of murder, or at least of trying to get away with murder, which implies that we, Republicans, have committed murder. This was the Speaker of the House of Representatives, third in line to the presidency, the 80-year-old Nancy Pelosi today. Listen.
In other words, for something to happen, they're going to have to face the realities of police brutality, the realities of the need for justice in policing, and the recognition that there are many, many good people in law enforcement, but not all, and that we have to address those concerns. So when they admit that and have some suggestions that are worthy of consideration, but so far they were trying to get away with murder, actually, the murder of George Floyd.
Okay, just if you can isolate that clip, they're trying to get away with murder, actually, the murder of George Floyd. It is beyond outrageous. No Republican, not the President of the United States, for goodness sake. President Trump, immediately on the same day that George Floyd was killed, he sent out a tweet saying justice for George Floyd, expressing how horrified he was by the details and the manner of George Floyd's killing. Now, naturally, Nancy Pelosi says something like that today. And then she doubled down on it because there was blowback, which is highly appropriate for an outrageous comment like that from the Speaker of the House. She doubled down on her comments on MSNBC. She is not going to apologize. Listen.
When you were speaking yesterday, you said that Republicans are, quote, trying to get away with murder, actually, the murder of George Floyd. Senate Republicans are demanding an apology for that statement. Will you apologize?
Absolutely, positively not. The fact is, people say, I think you, frankly, in the press have given them far too much credit for a bill that does nothing. They're saying, well, you have your bill, they have theirs. Yeah, our bill does something, theirs does nothing.
It seems Scott working in good faith,
respect.
I guess.
I'm sorry? Well, we would hope
is Tim Scott
all
working
right.
In good faith? Is this a good starting point?
I'm talking about Mitch McConnell.
Okay, she won't attack the only black Republican U.S. senator. And by the way, they're not all kinds. And there are two black Democratic U.S. senators, Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. Anyway, this is appalling. Now, you would think that once you've said something like that and you refuse to apologize, at least Chuck Schumer, who has to work with Tim Scott, who has to work with the Republicans in the U.S. Senate, that at least Chuck Schumer would apologize. In his press conference, he was asked about Pelosi's comments. Here's what the minority leader had to say.
What's your reaction? Do you think it was appropriate for Speaker Pelosi to say that Republicans are, quote, getting away with murder?
Pelosi's answered that question herself, and what she said was fine with me.
Okay, it shouldn't be fine with any decent American, and my prediction is she is going to ultimately have to backtrack and apologize. It's outrageous. Again, what I would say to any Democrats out there is try to imagine it was the other direction, that Mitch McConnell said, you know, that Nancy Pelosi and those Democrats in the House, they're trying to get away with the murder of George Floyd. To try to say that Republicans in the Senate had anything to do with the murder of George Floyd, which is a horrific crime, and let us say killing, I mean, we still don't have a trial yet, but he was killed. And killed brutally. And to associate that with people of good faith and standing and patriotism, like Senator Tim Scott, Dick Durbin, the deputy Senate minority leader, he's second in command to Chuck Schumer, the senator from Illinois, was also asked on MSNBC about Pelosi's vile comments. Listen.
And what did you make, Senator Durbin, of Speaker Pelosi saying Republicans are trying to, quote, get away with the murder of George Floyd?
Well, she has explained what that was all about, and I'll stand by her words on this. But we shouldn't let something this historic and this meaningful be diverted by one word here, one word there. You know, each of us who does this for a living counts on being a wordsmith at the right moment. Sometimes we're better than others.
Okay, at least that comes close to acknowledging that he wasn't left comfortable with her comments. Tim Scott, who has been such an outstanding leader and I think has greatly enhanced his national stature and standing, who has an excellent bill, the Justice Bill, which I think has the support not only of the president, but of virtually all the Republicans in the Senate and the House. He had this to say on the Senate floor about the GOP and George Floyd ripping Nancy Pelosi's comments. Listen.
When Speaker Pelosi says one of the most heinous things I can imagine, that the Republicans are actually trying to cover up murder, the murder of George Floyd, with our legislation, that's not politics. That's not a game to win. That's you lose, you will sooner or later lose. But immediately, every kid around the nation that heard that nonsense lost that moment. You see, what's become evident to me is that she knows something that we all know. She knows that she can say that because the Democrats have a monopoly on the black vote. And no matter the return on their loyalty, and I am telling you, the most loyal part of the Democrat construct are black communities. And no matter the loyalty of the people, the return they get will always continue to go down, because in monopolies, you start devaluing your customer.
Well, that's entirely the case, and it's one of the reasons that we're going to be talking tomorrow to Larry Elder, my colleague and friend, talk show host, who has a new movie about black conservatives, and really the rise of black conservatives. It features a lot of the leading lights, Thomas Sowell and Robert Woodson and Candace Owens and Herman Cain. And people of that nature, including Larry himself. And one of the things that black conservatives, including very much Tim Scott, are trying to do is saying, look, one party rule doesn't work. It doesn't work for a country, it doesn't work for a state, and it does not work for a community. It also doesn't work that well for Hollywood. Hollywood is announcing something for right before the election. It's the James Comey Show on CBS. What's that about and who's playing President Trump? Wait till you hear.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court ruled in the Trump administration's favor when it comes to quickly deporting illegal immigrants, including asylum seekers, with limited judicial review. The nation's highest court announcing the ruling on Thursday. Across the country, there's been a growing movement to remove statues that honor the Confederacy. but it's gone beyond that. Some groups are taking the law into their own hands and tearing down monuments of former presidents and even Christopher Columbus. Republican Senator from Texas, John Cornyn, says this should not be allowed.
Protesting is American as mom and apple pie. It's guaranteed by our Constitution. But clearly, some people have crossed the line and are intent on creating chaos and mayhem.
President Trump set to sign an executive order that says those tearing down statues will be arrested and prosecuted. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Okay, on the Michael Medved Show, a change of plans in Hollyweird is making some political waves. Remember James Comey? Well, of course you do. President talks about him all the time. And could it be that CBS Viacom is actually handing a political advantage to Donald Trump shortly before the election? I'm not sure. But what I am sure of is that they have changed course. Days after announcing that its television adaptation of James Comey's book, his bestseller, it's called The Higher Loyalty, would appear after the election. This is a big budget, ambitious miniseries with Jeff Daniels playing James Comey. He doesn't much look like him, and I'm sure people will point out that I believe that Jeff Daniels was in the first Dumb and Dumber, wasn't he? Or was it Bill and Ted? It was one of the two. But Jeff Daniels, who's also done very distinguished work, is going to be playing Comey. And it has now been moved, this broadcast. It's a two-part, total four-hour miniseries. And the guy who created it, it's called The Comey Rule. It was adapted by a guy named Billy Ray, who previously had done some pretty good movies like Captain Phillips and Richard Jewell. Richard Jewell was one of the very best recent Clint Eastwood movies. And this stars Jeff Daniels as Mr. Comey. He served, of course, as FBI director from 2013 until President Trump abruptly fired him in May 2017. Mr. Trump is played by, no, it's not Alec Baldwin, it's the Irish actor Brendan Gleeson. Now, he's a very fine actor, and before President Trump gets too upset, he won a British Academy Award for playing Churchill in 2009. So President Trump shouldn't mind being played by somebody who once played Churchill. He's also best known for playing Alistair Mad-Eye Moody in the Harry Potter series. He's a bulky guy, and I'm sure President Trump will protest that he's not that bulky himself. Mr. Trump is played by Brendan Gleeson. Showtime said in a statement on Wednesday that the miniseries would air on September 27th and September 28th. Now, you know what? That's right in the middle of the debates. And just a few weeks before the election. Originally, they had planned to release this after the election. One of the things that people are saying is that with the new polling on President Trump, and with the increasing possibility, at least, that he would lose the election, I think CBS is thinking, okay, we've already produced, we've already put in the can, we've already finished this great big miniseries with all kinds of people in it. Holly Hunter plays Sally Yates in the movie. And they have a bunch of other fairly well-known people. Jennifer Eal plays Patrice Comey, the wife of James Comey. Peter Coyote is Robert Mueller. And they have Una Chaplin as Lisa Page, Stephen Pasquale as Peter Strzok. So basically all of these characters that were kind of getting a bit of national attention some time ago are going to be appearing here. And I think they made the decision, and they're right, that people would be more interested in this thing if it comes out before the election than if it comes out after the election. Because after the election, particularly if President Trump does lose the election, I mean, who really wants to go back and revisit a very, very Comey-friendly adaptation of what actually happened with his service in the FBI? And A Higher Loyalty, the book that Comey wrote, it actually sold 600,000 copies. Which is amazing. That means it made over $2 million for Jim Comey with a typical royalty structure. In the book, Jim Comey likens President Trump to a crime boss and calls him unethical and untethered to truth. Well, of course, President Trump has responded by calling Comey a slime ball and calling him untruthful, a chronic liar, etc., etc. CBS, which is producing this, the New York Times points out, has been among the hundreds of organizations and people that have been the target of attacks by Mr. Trump during the term in office. In a 2018 tweet, the president included CBS reporters among the fakers who have done so much dishonest reporting that they should only be allowed to get awards for fiction. Okay, this miniseries, it should be interesting. And in a sense, as I mentioned before, I think that Trump may welcome it because he clearly wants to talk more about General Flynn and what was done to General Flynn. He wants to talk more about the Obamagate issue. And yes, they have Barack Obama plays a part in this movie, but I kind of doubt that it's going to show Barack Obama actually ordering spying on the Trump campaign. And speaking of the Trump campaign, there are some reasons for concern if you look at the new polling. We mentioned yesterday very briefly about the new Siena College, a New York Times poll that shows President Trump losing significant ground. And shows President Trump at 36%, Joe Biden at 50%. There is one aspect of that poll that might encourage the president, which is that it goes through a number of issues, and the one issue that people favor President Trump over Joe Biden, who has an overall lead of 14 points, the one issue is the economy. If the economy continues to struggle, that means it wouldn't necessarily help Trump, because there is still enough of a memory of the booming days of, what, 6 months ago, that people associate President Trump with good times and a rising stock market and basically a better economic future. But the bad aspect of this poll in particular is brought up in a column in the Washington Post by Philip Bump, is that if you take a look at the six key swing states, Trump is way behind in all of them. Arizona, Florida, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. They don't include Ohio because most people think Trump is going to win Ohio, even though recent polling shows he's tied with Biden there. But those are genuine swing states, and Trump carried all of them last time. And the difficulty is right now he's running 9 points behind. And one of the things that they point out here, and it may be part of why the president is so concerned about mail-in ballots, is Biden also does well with a particular subset of respondents to the Times-Siena poll. Those who say they did not vote in 2016. Biden earns at least half the vote from this group of voters, which makes up about 16% of respondents. One of the reasons he's less objectionable to voters than Hillary Clinton was. Can that stay? Well, not if the RNC has its way. They have a dynamite new ad. They're running against Biden and the Democrats. We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stories that are basically afflicting the country right now, and they're both incredibly depressing, have to do, of course, with the coronavirus and then with the so-called revolution in the streets that is becoming increasingly radical, increasingly hateful. There is one story that combines both those elements. What is it? No, not just the story that I mentioned before about the public health director in Los Angeles County saying that one of the reasons for an upsurge, for a spike in coronavirus cases, was because of the mass demonstrations. This is a story about Disneyland. And it makes me sad. I'll confess it. I actually love Disneyland. I'm just corny enough to do it. I love Disney World too. We used to take our kids there when we could and when they were little, and we remember how enchanting it was for them. I would love to be able to go to the Disney parks with our little grandchildren. Okay, the little guy, our new grandson Micah, is too young to enjoy it, but Emmy and Julia would love it. And they're delaying the opening because of the coronavirus concerns, and actually because the employees at Disneyland are concerned. And they're right. But in good time, and when Disneyland reopens, Splash Mountain is going to be very different. The Splash Mountain, the way they highlighted on CNN, is Splash Mountain, a Disney ride based on a controversial film, will be completely reimagined. Okay, which controversial film? Song of the South. Now, I've been on Splash Mountain. I've enjoyed Splash Mountain. It's a great ride. I did not remember that it was based on Song of the South. That's the song, the movie about Uncle Remus. It has Zippity-Doo-Dah, the song in it. And yes, they use that song in the Splash Mountain ride. Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, who's also a Disneyland fan, found a tape for me of the ride. And yes, it has Br'er Rabbit in it, and it has... Okay, the Song of the South, which is actually cinematically an entertainment value, it's a pretty good movie, but it has completely unacceptable, by today's standards, racial characterizations and attitudes. I mean, you can't you can't go with it. And Uncle Remus is like Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben. It's supposed to be a loyal, devoted, lovable slave. And I understand why they're doing this. They are, to show their complete wokeness, they are changing the basis for the theme of Splash Mountain from Song of the South, which, by the way, has been out of circulation for a very long time. If you try to see it, you'll find it very difficult. And it goes to The Princess and the Frog, which was the first Disney princess movie with an African-American princess, and it's about voodoo and New Orleans, and it's a love story. And it's okay. It's an okay movie. They apparently are going to be featuring Princess Tatiana, who is a person of color. So there it goes for Splash Mountain. Now, when the RNC is focusing on Democrats and rioters, they're not focusing on relatively benign, okay, I don't think anybody is going to protest or mourn or tear up sackcloth or wear ashes over the demise of the Song of the South theme in Splash Mountain. But some of the other levels of destruction have been more disturbing. And the Republican National Committee put together an ad that features some of the more obnoxious and extremist ideas that are part of this entire movement. Listen.
I also think that we actually do have an ideological frame. We are trained Marxists.
It could be a police cruiser, Tom, that you mentioned that is burning right now.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
Flames ripped through the lower level of St. John's Church.
And as you can see, there's definitely a fire here.
Make sure that police departments are defunded.
We need to completely dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department.
The driver hit two officers.
We have an incredible opportunity to fundamentally transform the country.
The first statue that we came across was Ulysses Grant. It was toppled. It was lying in the pathway.
Look what you did to my soul. These people are tearing up our livelihood.
We are trained Marxists.
Okay, the trained Marxist comment was a comment made by one of the leaders, initiators of the Black Lives Matter movement some 5 years ago. And that was a comment that she had made before that. However, look, the ad features the one statement by Joe Biden, an opportunity to fundamentally transform the country. That was not a comment he made in relation to the demonstrations or the violence or the Black Lives Matter movement in general. But the comments there by Ilhan Omar and the comment by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez about defunding the police, look, this is a hard-hitting ad. I'm sure it will be criticized, and people will say, oh, it's like the Willie Horton ad. It's trying to racialize this election. Look, when people on the left are defending some of the vandals, some of the brutal behavior of some of the demonstrators who beat up a gay Democratic Wisconsin state senator because he had the temerity to try to photograph them in the midst of their rampage on Tuesday night in the state capital, Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin. I mean, this is outrageous stuff. And it is going to be necessary, and I've said this before, for Joe Biden to have his sister soldier moment, and if he doesn't do it before the debates, Trump will confront him about it in the debates, is the idea that this is unacceptable. If you object to a Confederate statue, there is a way to try to work through city councils. They removed that statue on the 110-tall-foot pillar in Charleston of John C. Calhoun. That was moved. But burning things, breaking things, destroying things, it is so hard to build anything in this world. Destruction is easy, and it's vile. The one of the leaders of the BLM movement, whose name is Hawk Newsom, was on Fox News. And he was asked about his previous comments when he said, burn it down. Listen.
You said, burn it down. It's time. So that makes me think
that you want to burn it down.
I
said, if this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. All right. And I could be speaking figuratively.
Okay.
I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation.
Okay, what is not a matter of interpretation, or shouldn't be, is what is it, if the country doesn't give us what we want, what exactly do you want? And they want to defund the police? And that, it seems to me, is a fundamental question that I hope President Trump would ask at the debate, or someone would ask, anyone in the Democratic side of things who was in a responsible position. It could be Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, or the candidate himself, Joe Biden. How is it that you believe that cutting billions of dollars from police departments will end up helping those people in African-American communities who are most impacted by crime? How does it help? And coming up, we are going to be talking to Wilfred Riley, who wrote a book. He's a leading black historian and scholar. He wrote a book called Hate Crimes Hoax. And it doesn't mean that every hate crime that's reported is not a hate crime. I think that the Ahmaud Arbery situation may well, in fact, be an example of a prejudice-based crime. But he wants to help us clarify the long-standing story about Bubba Wallace and the noose and NASCAR. We'll be speaking with Wilfred Riley coming up. We'll also hear from a D.C. female protester. Well, I guess she's female. Currently identifies as female. She's white, and she's yelling in the faces of black cops. Okay, how dare she? And what is she saying to those black cops? You'll hear in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.